我们今天晚上开始看提摩太后书的第三章。
Tonight we begin studying chapter 3 of 2 Timothy.
当然第三章开头的话也是跟着第二章末了一直说下来的。
The beginning of chapter 3 actually follows what's said in chapter 2.
因为在神的儿女们中间常常碰到一些的事情。
The children of God amongst themselves, they often come to certain things.
叫我们好像在道路上有点模糊，不知道该怎样做拣选。
That causes confusion in our path. We do not know how to choose.
人以为美的，我们不跟随，好像又说不过去。
And what people see as good and we cannot follow on, it seems we cannot pass over that.
但是你要跟随，里面又过不去。
But if you were to follow, you cannot do that either.
我们常常碰到这样的事。
Very often we come upon these things.
怎么办？
So what can we do?
感谢神。
We thank God.
圣灵在那里向人说。
The Holy Spirit says to man.
该注意的是一件事情。
There's one thing that we need to pay attention to.
就是要脱离卑贱。
And that is that you need to depart from dishonoring things.
人若脱离卑贱，就能做贵重的器皿。
If you can depart from dishonoring things, then you'll be an honorable vessel.
我不管你原来是什么个样子。
Doesn't matter what you are originally.
也不管那个人的背景是什么。
Does not matter what the background of a person is.
到神面前来，神只看一件事情。
When one comes before God, he only sees one thing.
能不能脱离卑贱？
Can one be apart from dishonorable things?
我们提到卑贱的界限不是在乎人的标准。
We're talking about the boundary of dishonor is not man's standard.
卑贱的界限乃是在乎主的自己。
The boundary of dishonor is by the Lord himself.
能与主配合得上来的，那就不是卑贱。
If one can be met with the Lord, then he will not be dishonorable.
如果不能摆在主里面的，那人看为最宝贵的，仍然是卑贱。
If one cannot put himself in the Lord, then even though what man sees as good, that will still be dishonorable.
这个卑贱的事情也没有一定的界限。
And there is no definite boundary of dishonorable things.
只要一些人事物发生一些的作用。
When these people think the matter has a function,
阻挡我们与主中间的交通。
Hinder our fellowship with the Lord.
不叫我们活在主的光中。
To not allow us to live in the light of the Lord.
这些事物就是卑贱。
Now all these things will become dishonorable.
那我想弟兄姊妹们千万不要把道德的那一个标准放在这里所说的卑贱。
But sisters, please do not put moral standards in what it says dishonorable here.
因为这样一放，我们就把那个主的要求降得很低了。
When we do that, we'll lower the standard of the Lord much.
因为我们的神所看的是基督。
Because what God sees is Christ.
是他的儿子。
Is his son.
他看见他的儿子，那就是贵重。
When he sees his son, that is honorable.
他看不见他的儿子，就没有一样是贵重。
If he cannot see his son, then nothing is honorable.
所以在我们每一个神的儿女们的身上都是这样。
Therefore, for each child of God, that is the case.
我们在主里面的年日有长有短。
We have longer years and shorter years before God.
按正常的情形来说，在主里面日子长的，那学习当然要深一点。
Under normal circumstances, those who have longer years with the Lord must have more lessons they have learned.
在主里面的日子短的，当然对主的认识和经历会比较上来说是浅一点。
But those who have a shorter time in the Lord, the experiences in the Lord seems to be lesser.
那因此我们不能拿人做标准。
So we cannot use man as a standard.
如果你拿一个二三十年在主面前追求学习的做标准去要求一个粗信的，那你简直是把他压死了。
If you use the standard to gauge a 20 or 30 years person in the Lord to put it in a new believer, then you would have over surpassed it.
如果你拿一个信主不太久的人，他那来做光、来做那个标准的话
，If you use the standard for a new believer，
那我们每一个人都可以有一个足够的理由来，我们不需要再追求了。
Then each one of us should have a condition that we do not need to pursue anymore。
但是主给我们的那个标准不是这些。
But the standard the Lord gives us are not these。
不是任何的一个人。
It's not anyone，
乃是他的自己。
But he himself。
人能脱离一切与基督无关的。
Man can be apart from those things which are outside of the Lord。
或者说能脱离一些在基督的性情里面不能接受的。
And apart from those things which in the nature of the Lord is not acceptable。
那就是脱离卑贱。
That is to depart from dishonor。
那结果就成了贵重的器皿。
And then he will become an honorable vessel。
合主使用。
To be used by the Lord。
那当圣灵用保罗说到这些话的时候，
When the Holy Spirit used Paul to say these words,
如果我们稍微用我们的心思来想一想，
If we just use our mind to think about this,
我们就发觉好像在我们周围就满有各种各样的卑贱。
We find out that there are many dishonorable things amongst us.
你说我们是在这样的环境的里边，
You say that we are under such environment,
那我们的日子好像非常非常的不容易。
Then our days will be hard to pass.
尤其是在年轻人当中。
Especially among the younger people.
哎呀，我们真是看见很多的事情，我们感觉过不去。
And we find out many things in them that we cannot understand.
或者又在一些在主里边的年日久的人的身上，也发现一些缺陷，我们又感觉过不去。
Or we find some shortcomings in those who are in the Lord for longer years, and then we feel the same.
你说在我们生活的周围，好像都是满了卑贱。
And you see that many things amongst us are dishonorable.
那我们怎么能在这一种环境的里边来维持自己脱离卑贱？
How can we keep ourselves to be departing from dishonorable things in this kind of environment?
那到了第三章。圣灵就用保罗说出一个很真实的光景来了。
When we come to chapter 3, the Holy Spirit used Paul to tell us a very true circumstance.
因为第三章接上去就说，你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
Because in chapter 3, it started by saying this, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
那在这一句话的里头。
Now in this,
我们先要确定一下什么是末世。
We need to confirm what is the last days.
我想我们常常不自觉的会有一个这样的观念。
Sometimes unbeknownst to us, we would have this sort of perspective.
我们以为当主快来以前的那个时候就是末世。
We think that this is the times before the Lord will return.
我们常常听人在说世界末日，世界末日。
And we say the end of the world, end of the world.
那这个世界末日以前，这个日子就是末后的，就是末世了。
Now the days before the end of the world, these are called the last days.
因为我们都知道世界末日就是主再来的时候。
Because you know the end of the world is when the Lord returns.
那因此我们读这一个话的时候，我们就产生一个错觉。
When we read these words, we'll have a misconception.
那这一个错觉也叫我们自己落在困惑里。
This misconception would cause us to be under confusion.
但是我们不能不说。
But we cannot but say,
如果这个末世单单指着主回来以前的那一段日子，
If these last days are pointing to the time before the Lord returns,
那么保罗跟提摩太说这个话的时候，
Then when Paul spoke these words to Timothy,
那这个话有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of these words?
也许我们会说，
Perhaps we will say,
在保罗的心思里，
in the heart of Paul,
主很快就回来，
the Lord will return soon.
所以那时就是末世。
So that's when the last days are.
但是对保罗的心思，保罗也许没有难处，他的确是这样的渴慕。
But for Paul, there's no difficulty with him. He is so desiring of the Lord.
但难处发生在我们这些读圣经的人的身上。
The difficulty lies in we who read the Bible.
比如说既然保罗那个时候是末世，那我们现在是什么？
If the time that Paul lived are the last days, then what is the time that we're living in today?
如果到了我们现在才是末世，那当时保罗 说这个话有什么意思？
Then if the time that we're living in today is the last days, then what's the meaning of Paul's word at that time?
因此我们对这个末世我们要有一个明确。
Therefore we should be clear about the meaning of the last days.
首先我请弟兄姊妹们留意，这里的所说的末世不是说主来以前的那一段日子。
First one, the temporal sisters, the last days are not pointing to the days before the Lord returns.
乃是说到在神的祭活的里边，这一个旧造的世界结束的那一段的时间。
But it's the end of this world that God has made, and this is the time that is near that time.
那我再说一遍。这个幕后末世乃是在神的祭活里头，神来结束这个旧造的这一段的日子。
This is the period of time that in the plan of God, God would cease the old creation.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得。
But sisters, we know.
从创世以来，一直到将来的新天新地来临。
From the creation of the world,to the coming of the new heavens and new earth.
我们实在知道神是有好几个阶段性的工作时期。
We know that there are different stages of God's work.
当然一般人说这个叫做时代论。
Generally people would say that this is the theory of the dispensational theory.
现在很多人都反对时代论。
Today many people oppose dispensational theory.
说时代论有些说法不准确。
It says that this theory has some wrong things with it.
我也觉得时代论是有一些地方是太过火。
I myself believe that this dispensational theory has something that sort of over too much.That is too extreme.
但是不因为它有一些过火的讲解，而把神永远的祭活里边很明显的工作阶段来抹杀。
But even though it's in the point of too extreme, it does not just wipe out the stages in the work of God.
因为我们从神做工的历史里面来看，
If you look at the history of the work of God,
太细的我不说，
I will not go into detail about that.
最低限度给我们看到有旧约的工作时期。
The least that we could see that there is the Old Testament time in which God.
我们一般来说那是律法管理的日子。
Generally, we say that this is the time when the law was governing.
另外一个是现在称为教会的时期。
And now, another age is this time when the church has been manifested.
或者说叫做恩典的时期。
And it's called the age of grace.
那这个说法乃是根据神做工的那个原则。
Now this is based on the principle of the work of God.
我们看见旧约里边神在人中间做工的一个要求乃是律法。
We see that one of the requirements in the Old Testament in which God worked was the law.
神告诉人说神喜悦人这样。
God told man that he is pleased with these certain things.
而人就该这样的来跟随。
And that man would have to follow according to what God has said.
如果人跟随上来，那神就喜悦。
If man can follow according to that, then God would be pleased.
如果跟随不上来，那神就要审判。
If not, then God will judge them.
那这是律法的原则。
This is the principle of the law.
但是很显然的，到了这个新约的日子。
But very clearly, when we come to the New Testament,
神在人中间做工，那个基本的原则乃是恩典。
The basic principle in which God works is grace.
那不是说神没有公义的要求。
Doesn't mean that God does not have the righteous requirement.
而是神用恩典来满足神对人公义的要求。
But God has used grace to fulfill His requirement, His righteous requirement upon man.
那因此我们也可以说，这一个是在神做工的那个法则上面是以恩典为主的。
So we see that it's in the manner of God's work, it is using grace as priority.
那所以我们看到我们的主说这世代。
And so it says this age.
这世代。
This age.
然后又说到那世代。
And also that age.
或者又说到直到这世代的末了。
Or to say that until the end of this age.
那好像在神主的眼中虽然是有很长的日子，但是因着神做工的那个法则，这那么长的一些日子，神看如同是一个事实。
Even though there's a long period of time in which the work has to be done, but under God's eye, this is just a period in His work.
那然后当这个恩典的时代会有结束的时候。
When this age of grace comes to an end,
如同律法的时代有结束的时候。
Just like the age of the law comes to an end,
主头一次来结束就律法。
The first time the Lord came, He has ended the law.
主第二次来就结束恩典。
The second time He comes, He will end grace.
那当恩典结束的时候。
When grace concludes,
我们看见神在人中间的工作就进入国度的日子。
We see that the work of God amongst men will enter into the stage of the kingdom.
在国度的日子，神做工的方法是律法和恩典是调在一起。
In the days of the kingdom, the manner in which God works, He would blend grace and law together.
那么然后当国度的这一段日子过了以后，
After the days of the kingdom finishes,
就是我们的主把他荣耀的旨意完成了。
That is when our Lord completes His glorious will.
那就是新天新地显明的时候。
That is when the new heaven and new earth comes about.
国度的日子又结束了。
And then the days of the kingdom would be completed.
那在这一段日子里面。
Now in these days.
就是说在新天新地的这个日子里面。
In the days of the new heaven and new earth.
那神在人中间做工的那一个原则又是什么呢？
What is the principle that when God works amongst men?
是用他荣耀和丰富来做人的供应。
That is, God will supply men with His glory and riches and abundance.
或者我们说的更准确一点。
Or to put it more clearly.
是用他荣耀的丰富来做所有在新造里边的享用。
His glorious riches will be the supply to all those who are in the new creation.
因为在国度结束的时候，
Because at the end of the kingdom,
乃是一切的旧造的结束。
That is the end of all the old creation.
到了新天新地，
When the new heaven and new earth comes about,
所有在旧造里面的都不能再显出来。
All those who are in the old creation will not be manifested anymore.
在新天新地里头的都是新造的。
All things in the new heaven, new earth belong to the new creation.
里面所充满的乃是神的荣耀和丰富。
Glory and the abundance, the riches will be filling for those who are in the new creation.
如果我们把神那个永远的旨意很明确的来看一下的时候，
If we look carefully at God's eternal purpose,
我们实在是看见一个世代一个世代的出现。
And we can see the manifestation of the different ages.
直到新天新地出现的时候就进入将来的永远。
Until the appearing of the new heaven and new earth will enter into the future just to come.
那就 enter the future eternity.
The future eternity.
那所以当我们读到这里说到末世的时候，
So here when we read about the last day,
弟兄姊妹我们要注意一件事情。
But sisters, we need to pay attention to one thing.
这个末世是在我们的主进来结束律法而带进恩典这一个时间开始。
This is the beginning of the time when the Lord has come and He ended the law and has began the period of grace.
或者用另外一个话来说就是旧造结束的开始。
In other words, it's the beginning of the end of the old creation.
也是新造出现的开始。
It's the beginning of the new creation.
那在整个从主头一次来到主第二次来这当中的整段的时间。
And the whole period of time between the Lord's first coming and the second coming?
乃是旧造结束的开始和新造开始。
It's the beginning of the end of the old creation and the beginning of the new creation.
那么一直等到国度的等到国度结束的时候
that until the kingdom ends,
那旧造就完全结束了
then the old creation would be finished.
到了新天新地的时候
and then when the new heaven new earth comes,
完全都是在新的创造的里头
Everything will be in the new creation.
那因此我们就看到一件事情
Therefore we see one thing.
这里所说的末后的日子
When it talks about the last days,
乃是指着从我们的主头一次来一直到他第二次来这一段时间
This is the time between the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord.
因为在神的计划的里边这一段的日子乃是神要结束旧的显明新的
Because in the will of God this is the time when God will end all those who are old and he will begin the work of the new creation
那我们能掌握到这个末世这一段时间的时候
When we can grasp on to the meaning of the last days here
我们就留意一件事了
We will notice one thing
他说
He said
你要知道在末世必有危险的日子来到。
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
那这个危险。
Now this perilous times
是出现在从头主的第一次来一直到第二次来。
Would appear from the time when the Lord has first come to the earth until the Lord returns again.
在这一段日子的里边他说一定有危险的日子
Now in this period of time there must be this perilous times
那为什么是危险呢
So why is it perilous
底下就把这一段日子里面的那一个实际的光景来诉说了
What follows is a description of these times these perilous times
那从那个字句上面弟兄姊妹们你一看进去你就明白了
And from the words themselves, or sisters, you can know.
你就看到这样的光景不是某一个时间里边发生的。
You can see that this kind of condition is not just appear at certain time.
而是长久以来不住的在人中间出现的。
But it continually appear amongst men for a long period of time.
装不自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，妄读，违背父母，忘恩负义。心不圣洁无亲情不解怨好说谗言不能自悦性情凶暴不爱良善卖主卖友任意妄为自高自大爱厌乐不爱神有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意
Men shall be lovers of their own selves covetous boasters proud blasphemers disobedient to parents unthankful unholy without natural affection truth breakers false accusers incontinent fierce despisers of those that are good traitors heady high-minded lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof
那都这么你看这里所说的你说任何一个时期任何一个时间我们都能碰到这些事
if you look at all these things you see that at any time at any moment that we would find
这样的事情在人中间是普遍不过了
and these things happen so frequently amongst men
没有什么特别了不起
and there is nothing too special about them
因为都是这个样
because men are like that
但弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters
我们细细去看一看的时候
if you look detailedly into this
我们会看到这里面所说的不单是说到人的外面也说到人的里面
We will find out that what's said here is not just related to men's exterior, but also what is within men.
专顾自己
Lovers of their own selves.
我们可以看到 我们说这个人只有自己。
And we can say that this man, he only loved himself.
他从不想到别人的。
He never thought about other people.
他想来想去就想到他自己。
Whenever he thinks it's about himself.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们问进去。
Brothers, if we look into that.
为什么他只会想到他自己？
Why is it that he can only think about himself?
为什么他不会想到别人？
Why is it that he does not think about others?
弟兄姊妹们，这不就是人的一个最根本的难处吗？
And brothers and sisters, this is a basic difficulty for man.
你说贪爱钱财？
And you say covetous?
我这是人与生俱来的。
And this is what comes with man when he was born.
谁不爱钱财？
Who doesn't love money?
没有钱财你吃什么呢？
And without coveting and loving money, what can you eat?
那弟兄姊妹们，这里不是说你爱钱财是不应该。
It doesn't say here that you should not be covered.
这里是说你贪爱。
But it says here it's not saying you should not love money, but it says to covet.
这个贪爱就说出一个事实。
Now to be coveting for something,
钱财是他追求的目的，也是他叫他感觉满足的那一个目标。
If one covers for wealth or fortune, that will be the goal that he lives for.
但是我们不说，哎，这个人啊，他就是想到钱。
But we say that this person he always thinks about wealth.
除了钱，他什么都不想。
So other than wealth and money, he thinks about nothing else.
但是我们很少问为什么他那么喜欢钱。
But we would never ask why is it that he loves money so much.
你说这个有什么好问吗？每一个人都喜欢钱。
But you say what's so good to ask about that because everyone loves money.
啊，但是你说这个人是很特别。
But you say this person is very special.
哦，他的爱到一个地步，做梦的都是钱。
He loves money to the point that he dreams about it.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得这个都是外面的表现。
Now you see that all these are exterior manifestations.
问题是他里边是什么个东西呢？
The issue is what lies within him.
里面只有自己。
He only has himself within.
所以你一直看下去，这里所提到许多的事情。
If you look on, there are many things mentioned here.
都可以说是根据那个专顾自己的这样的一个基础来的。
We can say that all that comes from the source of being lovers of their own selves.
父母把自己养育长大。
When the parents raise the children up.
自己羽毛丰盛的时候就把父母扔在一旁。
And when the children become very well off, then they put their parents off someplace.
你说这怎么可以呢？
So you say, how can this be?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要问呢，为什么他会这样？
And brothers and sisters will ask, why is it that they are like that?
为什么他们会觉得父母成为他们的一个负累呢？
Why do they think that parents become their burden?
你要问进去的时候，
If you want to seek after the answer,
你就看见人的天然，
You see the nature of man.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，这里提到许许多多的事。
But sisters, it mentioned many things here.
我们可以说这是地上的一般的光景。
And we can say that these are the general condition of things in the world.
到什么地方你都看到这样的事。
Wherever you go, you will come upon these things.
你在远东看到这样的事。
You see this in the Far East.
你在北美也看到这样的事。
And you see this in North America.
你就是跑到非洲去还是这样的事。
Even in Africa, you see these things.
这是地上一般的情形。
This is a general condition in the world.
人不要神的时候
，When man doesn't want God，
人心里没有神的地位的时候
，When God does not have a place in the mind，
人不尊重神的时候
，When man does not honor God，
很自然的那个结果就是在那里发展人的自己。
Very naturally, man would puff himself up。
所以在地上，你到处都能看到这种光景。
So in the world, you will see these conditions everywhere.
但是到了第四节以后
But after verse 4,
虽然这里没有那么明确的给我们说在这里这个范围有一点变动
Even though the boundary is not clear but we see that there's a little bit of change
但是我们从字里行间我们看到 从第四节开始所说到的那些事情，乃是说到称为教会的团体里边所发生的事情。
But between the lines, you see that what comes in verse 4 and after is talking about the organization of the church.
卖主卖友。
Traders, heady.
任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴若不爱神，有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的旨意。
High-minded, lovers of pleasure is more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof.
而我们说的具体一点。
To put it concretely.
这不是基督教的那种光景吗？
Isn't this the condition of Christianity?
当然我们说到基督教的时候把我们自己也包括进去的。
When we talk about Christianity, we're putting ourselves into that.
因为如果不是主的怜悯，我们也一样是 会是这个样子。
If it's not the grace of the Lord, His mercy, then we all be the same.
那这样的一种情形。
Now this sort of condition.
圣经就说在末后的日子是不稀奇的。
The Holy Spirit that says that it's not too wondrous to see this in the last days.
每一个爱慕神的人，他都会发觉自己是活在这种环境里。
Each one who loves God will find out that he or she is living in this sort of condition.
正因为是活在这种环境的里边，所以才有上面所提到的脱离卑贱。
Since one is living in this condition, we find out that was mentioned before about departing from dishonorable things.
因为在这样的环境的里面，许多卑贱的事情都被人看为不可少的。
Because in this condition, that many men want these dishonorable things for themselves.
许多卑贱的事情都给人看为是他的荣誉 荣耀。
All these dishonorable things actually becomes the glory of men.
那在这样的光景的底下
So under this kind of circumstance
所以就不能不追求脱离卑贱
So we cannot but to seek after to depart from dishonorable things
但是怎么去脱离卑贱呢
But how are we to depart from dishonorable things
有些时候叫我们心里面感觉做难的是人的感情的问题
Sometimes it's hard for men to get over things related to men's feelings or emotions.
就因着那个感情的捆绑
Because of the bondage of men's feelings,
不大容易脱得开
It's not very easy for men to depart from that.
但是圣灵在这里非常明确地说
But the Holy Spirit very clearly tells us
上面说的那许许多多的事
And all these things which was said here,
也就是说到许许多多做这样事的人
and that is all these people who have done all these things.
圣灵怎么说
What does the Holy Spirit tell us?
这等人，这些人
the Holy Spirit says, these people,
你要躲开
You need to be away from them.
你要躲开
And you need to be away from these people.
什么叫做你要躲开
And why is it that you need to turn away from these people?
躲开好像是说到很消极的，我就避开他们。
Turn away seems to be very passive. That is, you just try to avoid them.
那如果从积极的那一方面说呢
？But from very active standpoint,
你要与他们有分别。
You need to separate from them.
你不仅是躲开。
Not only do you need to turn away from them.
你躲开的目的一定要明确。
The purpose of your turning away has to be clear.
你为什么要躲开呢
Why do you need to turn away?
躲开的目的乃是要与他们分别。
The purpose of your turning away is to be separated from them.
维持你在贵重的里头。
To keep yourself in honor.
不叫自己沾染那个卑贱。
And so that you will not contaminate yourself with this dishonor.
但是难处就在这里。
But the difficulty is here.
许多的时候我们不是不愿意分别而是好像不容易分别。
Many times it's not that we do not want to be separated, but it's not easy for us to be separated.
不是不愿意躲开而是不容易躲开。
It's not that we're not willing to turn away, but it's not easy for us to turn away.
为什么不能为什么不容易躲开呢
Why do I say that it's difficult for us to turn away?
弟兄姊妹们这 许多时候就是我们的感情在那里捆绑着我们。
And brothers, this is what I say when it's the feeling inside of us that keeps us in bondage.
甚至有些时候是我们的一些好像是爱心，但事实上跟爱心完全没有关联的一种想法在那里捆绑我们。
Even to a point that sometimes it's out of our love inside of us, and sometimes this love actually becomes a bondage for us.
弟兄姊妹，我说一件我自己个人的事。
But sisters, I would share something about myself.
我从小就在浸信会里边长大。
And when I was young, I grew up in
Baptist Church.
In this Baptist Church, I would always think about my footprints. On Saturdays, I would spend a lot of time there.
礼拜天也当然是这样。
And Sunday for sure I'll be there.
就是平常，有时候晚间有什么事情也会出现在那。
And even though just normally, very often, I would appear at the church.
那里好像是说的说的好听一点，那好像那里是成了我第二个家。
And put it nicely, that church has become my second home.
那么后来
，Now later，
因为政治局势的改变
，Because of political changes，
教会也受了很多的影响。
The church was affected by that.
我自己就觉得在那个时候我就觉得我不能再待在这个聚会里。
And I felt that I cannot remain in that meeting anymore.
除非我是闭着眼睛不看。
Unless I close my eyes and not see things around me.
但是我可以闭着眼睛不看，但是我里面的眼睛还是看。
But I can shut my eyes to the things on the outside, but my eyes from within can still see.
所以实在没有办法再停留在那里。
So, I had no way to stay there anymore.
那么所以经过了一段的时间我就不再去那里。
So therefore, after a period of time, I did not meet there anymore.
但是很长的时间在那里对那个地方很有感情。
But then I had a deep feeling for that place because I was there for a long time.
尤其是当抗战完毕从内地回到广州的时候。
And coming from the mainland back into Guangzhou,
那时候那个礼拜堂可以不是破破烂烂，但是也是非常残缺的。
And even though the church was not in shambles, but then it's pretty old.
我记得我很小的时候，在那里本来有很多树的。
When I was young, there are a lot of trees there.
回去的时候，大概都给日本人砍掉了。
But when I returned, the Japanese already cut them down.
所以也头一年复原的时候，就在礼拜堂的周围种一些树。
And so the first year that it was restored, then we planted a lot of trees around the church.
在大门口的旁边，我是我亲手也种了一棵。
Personally, I have planted a tree beside the front door.
那经过那一些年，那个树就长起来。
And after many years, the tree grew.
那丢着你就可以想象得到。
The brothers says you can imagine.
那当我人离开那个地方的时候
，When I left that place,
我感情上也还是有很多东西牵挂在那。
I had a lot of feeling tied to that place.
有些更糟糕的就是，我常常有机会从那个礼拜堂的门口走过。
What's worse is that I had a lot of chance to go through the front door.
我必须要走，也是必须要走过的。
And I had to go past that door.
那你走过的时候就看到那一个礼拜堂了。
And when I passed that place, I would see the church.
也看到我亲手种的那棵树了。
And then I would see the tree that I planted myself.
这些事情好像是小事，但是确实有一个感情在那里把人的心思捆绑着。
Even though these are minor things, but then I see that these feelings have become a bondage for me.
当然，我刚才说的都是很小的事。
And even though what I just Share now, just tiny things.
但是有一些捆绑我们的更厉害的。
But there are things which have bound us.
就不是事了，是人了。
And these things bind us more seriously, and not just things, but people.
然后我记得我跟一些弟兄姊妹们一起离开。
I remember I left there with some brothers and sisters.
但是我们挣扎了很久才能下的那个决定。
But we have struggled for a long time before we made that decision.
挣扎什么？
So what were we struggling about?
我们走了，我们就不管了。
And when we leave, then we do not need to care about anything.
但是那些年幼的怎么样呢？
But what about the younger ones?
我们那时在年轻年人当中，我们是哥哥做姐姐。
And we are big brothers and big sisters amongst the younger ones.
我们 一直在那里拜着那些小弟弟小妹妹在主面前去追求。
And we have led all along the little brothers and sisters to seek after the Lord.
那现在我们离开了。
And now that we leave,
那他们怎么办？
And what are they to do?
让他们自生自灭吗？
And should we just let them to survive by themselves?
还是勉强还在留下来照顾他们呢？
Well, or to force ourselves to remain to take care of them.
为了这一个我们挣扎了很久。
And now for this particular matter, we have struggled for a long time.
又不能明明对他们说。
And we cannot tell them clearly.
因为对他们说在当时的环境来说是很冒险的。
Because if we tell them at that time, it's very risky for us.
因为他们那些弟弟妹妹都是念初中，就台湾叫做国中，这里大概叫做就是 high school 的那个年龄。
And these little brothers and sisters, in America term, this is the junior high time that they in.
他们对很多事情还不够了解。
And there are many things that they are not understanding about.
但是我们如果跟他们说得很清楚。
But if we tell them very clearly.
如果发生问题的时候。
And if something happens.
他们也要担上一份政治的责任。
And they will have to bear the political responsibility.
那么他们那么年幼，我们实在不忍心叫他们在那一个年纪去面对这些残酷的事。
So because they were so young, we did not dare for them to go through these persecutions.
虽然那个时候我们也不是年纪很大，不过总是大孩子就是。
And even though that we are not that old at all, but we are just older than them.
那我们一想到他们，我们就觉得是不是该离开呢？
And so when we think about them, we need to struggle about whether we should leave or not.
这个挣扎很不容易走出来。
It's not that easy for us to walk out of this struggle.
因为那个感情的东西实在是不容易超脱的出来。
Because it's hard for us to go past the feelings that we have towards them.
但是主的话明明在这里说，这等人你要躲开。
But the words of the Lord clearly tells us that we need to turn away from these people.
怎么去躲开？
And how are we to turn away from them?
你说我在自己的心思上面解决掉那个难处啊。
And we need to resolve that in our hearts.
我们该怎么做？
It is the word of God which told us what to do.
也就是在提摩太同一章里边就有一些话。
And it's also at the same chapter in Timothy here are the same words.
不过当时我们并不是看到这里。
But at that time, we have not looked here.
不过在这里也说到那些事。
But here it talked about similar things.
我们先阅到第八节的当中看一看。
Let us just go to verse 8.
他说这等人也怎样抵挡真道，他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。
It says, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
在真道上是可废弃的。
They are reprobate concerning the faith.
谁废弃他？
And who is reprobating them?
神废弃他。
It's God who reprobated them.
神说他们是可废弃的。
And God says, they are worthy of reprobation.
你别再把感情放在上面了。
And do not put your feelings and emotions onto that. Because God does not want that.
我们当时不是从这里看到。
But there, at that time, we did not see it here.
我们是从诗篇十一篇里第三节里边看到。
But it's from Psalm 11 verse 3.
那里面怎么说呢？
What did it say there? Say there.
根基若毁坏。
If the foundations be destroyed,
一人还能做什么？
What can the righteous do?
根基都坏掉了。
If the foundations has gone bad,
一人在那里能起什么作用？
What can the righteous have the function there?
何况我们还不够条件称为义人。
And we even ourselves, we do not have condition to be called righteous.
我不是说在地位上我们不是义人。
I'm not saying that in the position that we're in, we're not righteous.
在实际上我们还够不上叫做义人。
In reality, we cannot claim ourselves to be righteous.
是义人都不能再做什么，那我们这些不够条件做义人的，我们还能做什么？
And even when the righteous cannot do anything, we who are not qualified to be righteous, what can we do?
当时主的话是这样给我们看见。
So at that time, the word of the Lord has led us to see.
我们只仰望主的怜悯。
And we look to the mercy of the Lord.
我们就离开那个地方。
And then, by that, we have left the place.
那平时我说了这么许许多多的话。
The passages I have shared with you so much.
乃是要指出一个问题。
Is to point out a problem.
我主明明告诉我们说要脱离卑贱。
The Lord clearly tells us to depart from dishonor.
但是在我们周围都是卑贱的。
But all around us are dishonorable things.
我们是好像给卑贱来包围了。
We seem to be surrounded by dishonor.
你怎么能从这个包围的里边脱出来？
And how can you jump out from this surrounding?
我们的经历给我们了解。
In experience, we understand.
许多时候叫我们做难的还不是包围我们的环境。
Many times what's hard for us are not the surroundings that we are in.
乃是我们自己。
But we ourselves.
特别是我们的感情。
Especially our own feelings.
我们好像不住地给感情来捆绑着。
We continue to be bound by feelings.
我们实在愿意从主的话里边来留意到这些事情。
And we like to see from the word of the Lord about these things.
那从个人来说是这样。
From individuals, is this is the same.
整个教会来说也是这样。
Also true for the whole church.
这也就引出一个很具体的事实。
Now here we come to a very concrete thing.
究竟我们的追求是追求什么？
And what is our pursuit?
或者说，究竟教会所要追求的是追求什么？
Or what should be the pursuit of the church?
如果教会或者是个人所追求的是要得着人的称赞，
If the church or individuals they want to gain the praising by men,
而不是追求得着神的满足，
But not to pursue to gain the pleasure of God,
所有的追求不是为了让神在我们的身上显明我们是他眼中贵重的器皿。
When all these pursuits are not to the point for God to see us as honorable vessels before Him,
那我们整个的追求是徒然的。
Then all the pursuit will be in vain,
没有意思的。
There'll be no meaning to that.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
保罗当时的处境是非常的困难。
Paul's environment, circumstance at that time was very difficult.
提摩太当时的心情也是非常的困难。
And the heart of Timothy was also very difficult at that time.
但是神的灵就借着保罗给他说明这样的一件事。
The Spirit of God has led Paul to say this.
我们就是生活在这些危险的日子的里头。
That we are living in these perilous times.
那在这些危险的日子里边
，In these perilous times，
作为一个神倾心爱主的人
，And to be one who calls on the Lord with a pure heart，
我们必须要注意，要从这些卑贱的里边躲开。
We need to notice that we need to depart from dishonor。
没有任何理由是叫我们。可以留下。
There's no reason for us to remain.
最主要的原因，那是神好像在那里做了一个结论。
The most important thing was that God has made a summary.
根基坏了。
The foundation has been destroyed.
他们是可废弃的。
And all these things need to be turned away.
好像神在那里说，我也不能在他们身上再做什么，你们还能做什么？
Just as God was saying, I cannot do anything amongst them. What can you do amongst them?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们看到他如何带领倾心爱主的人，在满了卑贱的围绕的环境中如何去活着。
And the Lord wants those who follow with a pure heart to see how they could live amongst dishonorable things.
你不绝对不能从外貌来确定我们跟随的方向。
And you cannot just look on the outside to see the path that we should follow.
你看这里说到一个非常非常传神的一件事。很能表达。
And you see one thing that can represent God Himself here.
它有敬虔的外貌。
And it has a form of godliness.
你从外面来看，哎呦，这个人很敬虔。
If you look on the outside, this person you say is very godly.
但是实际没有
敬虔。But in reality, there is no godliness in him.
你如果光是从外面去看，
if you just look on the outside,
哎呀，你就觉得这个人是这样的行走，我们跟着他不会错。
And then you see, you say that when the way that this person is walking, we can follow him according to that.
但是主说就是错了。
But the Lord said that's wrong.
那这就引出一个问题来。
And now what comes here is an issue.
你说我们怎么能分辨？
You ask, how can we differentiate?
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意，一切不能把人带到主面前去的。
You notice that anything that would not lead man to God.
你只看见那些外面的叫人感觉可炫目。
And if you just look on the outside, those things which cause men to admire that.
实际没有叫人遇见主的。
But in reality, men cannot come upon the Lord with these things.
这个路都不能走的。
Now, this is the path that we cannot walk on.
因为我们的主选召我们的时候，乃是要叫我们去接受他做我们的一切。
When the Lord calls us, He has a purpose for us to choose those things that is pleased with Him.
我们之所以成为贵重，乃是因为我们的主在我们这个人的身上所占的地位是不能说完全，但是也是比较是多的。
We can't be called honorable is because God has allowed us to stand a position. It's not perfect, but it's a point that God is peaceful.
但是问题就在这里。
But the problem is here.
你说我们怎么能去辨明要不要这样跟随？
Yes, how can we differentiate upon how or whether we can follow on?
但是有些时候我们又觉得我不是我们不愿意，但是好像我们没有达到神所要我们到达的。
Sometimes it's not that we're not willing, but we are short of what God wants us to be.
我很想爱主，但是我爱不来。
And I really desire to love the Lord, but I cannot.
我很想拣选主，但是我拣选不来。
I really want to choose after the Lord, but I cannot.
Now, what 我怎么能脱出这一个呢？
And how can I depart from this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你看到圣灵在这里说话的时候，向神的儿女指出一个很严肃的问题。
When the Holy Spirit speaks here, he's pointing out a very important thing for the children of God.
这里提到有一些人。
It tells of certain people here.
特别是说到一些姊妹。
Especially related to sisters.
你说他不热心吗？他们实在是很热心。
You say that they are not fervent, but they are indeed fervent.
他真的热到一个地步烫手的。
And they are fervent to a point that is boiling over.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
虽然是很热心，
even though they're very fervent,
但是你就没有办法在他身上遇见主。
But you cannot see the Lord in them.
他们不是不摆上。
It's not that they have not put themselves forth.
但是就是主在他们中，他们在他们的身上显不出来。
But the Lord cannot be manifested through them.
那难处在哪里？
But where is the difficulty about that?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你注意这里。
If you notice here,
说到一件事。
It says one thing.
有一些人他们很愿意在属灵的事上有追求，有学习。
And there are certain people who like to pursue after spiritual things.
但是追求来追求去，不明白。
But no matter how much they pursue, they do not understand.
没有结果。
There's no result.
什么原因呢？
And why is that?
不追求就说是不追求。
If you do not pursue, then you do not pursue.
追求了也没有办法看见追求的那个效果。
But even though if one pursues, we cannot see the result of that pursuit.
究竟是什么原因呢？
So what is the reason behind that?
这里就又给我们指出一个问题来。
Here it points us to a issue, a problem.
他说被各样的私欲引诱。
It says here that they are led away with diverse lusts.
哦哟，原来一切的追求是有很大的掺杂在里面。
And all these pursuits have a lot of contaminated things within it.
这些掺杂乃是人的私欲。
This contamination are the lusts of men.
是什么私欲呢？
Now what are these lusts?
在这没有明说。
It did not tell us here.
但是我们可以领会。
But we can know from this.
原来一切的追求是为了满足人的自己。
When the pursuit is to satisfy man himself.
是为了满足自己去追求。
And man pursue because of himself.
满足自己的什么呢？
And what is man to satisfy about himself?
当然有各种各样的内容。
Of course, there are many different kind of contents.
有些要在那里表现自己。
Some wants to show off themselves.
有些要在那里博取人的称赞。
Others wants to gain all the praises of men.
有些要在那里要做一个领袖。
And still others, they want to be a leader amongst them.
那各种各样的内容。
And all sorts of different contents.
但是不管是有多少的内容。
But doesn't matter how many contents there are.
那是满足自己。
That is just to satisfy the self.
但我们在神面前，所有的追求是为了满足自己。
When all our pursuits before God is to satisfy the self.
那一定引出一个结果。那些追求是白追求。
The definite result of that is that all your pursuit will be empty.
因为心里面不准确。
Because your heart is not right.
你叫神怎么向他有启示、有显现、有带领？
So how can God reveal himself and have a leading amongst men?
弟兄姊妹，你记得在《使徒行传》里头，不是有一个叫做在该撒利亚那里，不是有一个人叫做西门吗？
And you remember that isn't there a man called Simon in Caesarea?
他本来是行邪术的。
And he was a magician.
后来信了主。
Later he believed in the Lord.
当然就不行邪术了。
And then he has not practiced magic anymore.
当彼得他们来到撒玛利亚
When Peter came to Samaria,
就为弟兄姊妹们祷告按手
And he prayed for the brethren and also laid his hands on them.
就有圣灵的恩赐显出来
And then, the grace of the gift of the Holy Spirit has shown forth.
那西门就来向彼得说了
And then Simon came to say to Peter,
他说彼得啊
And he said, Peter,
这里有一些财物
And here there are some material money.
我想送给你
I want to give you this money.
不过你要给我做一件事
But you have to do something for me.
你叫我也能为人祷告的时候就有圣灵赐下了
And cause me when I pray that Holy Spirit also descends.
那丁州你看西门当时他盼望他能显出圣灵的恩赐如果光看这件事情这不是一个好事吗
And so when you see that Simon wants to gain the gift of the Holy Spirit if just looking at this thing itself isn't it good?
但弟兄姊妹们你看彼得当时怎么说
But you notice what Peter said at that time
你以为神的恩赐是可以用钱买的
You think that the gifts of God can be brought with money?
以我你的银子去灭亡吧
And just perish withYou and your money.
就是说如果我们不是看到里面去
If we do not look within
你看到西门在那里他很盼望他能得着个恩赐帮助别人 得圣灵
And you would think that Simon wants to gain this gift so that he could help others
这不是一件好事吗
So isn't this something good?
那弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
你知道他这样的一个爱慕是为了满足自己的私欲
Now Simon's desire to do that is just to satisfy his own lust.
他要在人的中间给人高举。
And he wants to be lifted up amongst men.
因为他没有信主以前他是行邪术的。
Because before he believed the Lord, he was practicing magic.
因着他行邪术众人都觉得这个人很有本事。
Because of his magical things that people think that he is a very great person.
所以一直他都是给人捧起来的。
And all along he was lifted up by men.
现在信了主。
Now that he believed the Lord,
邪术不能行
he cannot perform his magic anymore.
没有人捧他了
And no one wants to be near him.
但是看到祷告可以带出圣灵的恩赐
But when he sees that praying can bring about the gift of the Holy Spirit,
如果我也能有这个
if I can also have this,
我就能恢复在人中间给人捧起来
then I can restore my popularity amongst men.
弟兄姊妹注意到这个吗
The brothers and sisters, have you seen this?
在末后的日子
In the last days,
许多从表面看来是对的事，但是隐藏在里边的是主所定罪的。
Many things on the surface we see those maybe seem good, but inside of them, and these things are condemned by the Lord.
因着这样的不准确的心思
because of this incorrect way of the heart,
就引出一个这样的结果。
It brings out a result.
不是不追求。
It's not that one does not pursue.
但是所有的追求都没有结果
But all the pursuit comes up empty
因为所有的追求都不是追求神自己
Because all the pursuits are not following after God
所有的追求都是为了自己
And all the pursuit are for the self
所以
Therefore
终究不能明白真道
To the end that they do not know of the truth
既然不能在真道上明白
And since they never come to be able to know of the truth
结果做出来的呢就是与真道敌对
And so what they do is contrary to the truth
比如说我们很 好像很不容易去领会圣灵为什么在这里把话说得那么的严重
It seems hard for us to understand why the Holy Spirit has penned this veryserious words
一面是说他们虽然是学习总是不能明白
ever learning and never able to come to understand
另一面又说他们在真道上是可废弃的
and then we see that they are reprobate concerning the faith
原来这里有一个事实
and here we see there is a fact
如果人 不明白真道而又要在那里出头
if man does not have knowledge of the truth and they want to show up themselves amongst men
那个结果 一定是带出一个抵挡真道的场面。
And the result is that they will be brought into the point of opposing the truth.
那所以第八节你就看见，他说从前亚尼和杨比怎么抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。
And you see in verse 8, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth.
上面不是说到他们常常学习吗？
And didn't it say that they are ever learning this?
怎么他们就成了抵挡真道的呢？
So why is it that they have become to resist the truth?
他们常常是学习，但是结果就成了一个抵挡真道的人。
And they were ever learning, but they have become one who resists the truth.
那问题就是在这。
The issue is here.
他们所有的追求是为了满足那隐藏的自己。
All the pursuits was to satisfy the self which is hidden.
所以那个结果就好像亚尼跟杨比一样。
And so the end result will be just like Jannes and Jambres.
那亚尼和杨比是什么人呢？
And who are Jannes and Jambres?
我们在圣经里面找不到这两个人。
In the Bible, we cannot find these two people.
只是保罗在这里说出。
But Paul,
曾经有这么两个人抵挡过摩西。
But Paul just tells us here that there were these two people who withstood Moses.
但是在犹太人中间，他们就知道这两个人是谁。
But amongst the Jews, they will know who these two people are.
这两个人。
And these two individuals.
就是当年神差遣摩西领以色列人出埃及的那段时间里头与摩西对抗的那些术士。
And these are the sorcerers and magicians that have withstood Moses at the time when Moses under the calling of God has led Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西用杖变蛇，他们也用杖变蛇。
And Moses has turned the rod into the serpent and these magicians also did that.
摩西叫水变血，他们也叫水变血。
And Moses caused the water to become blood, and they also did the same.
摩西叫青蛙从水里进到陆地，他们也照样做。
Moses caused the frogs from the water to come to the land, and they also did the same.
从外面来看，他们做的是跟神借着摩西所做的一样。
On the outside, they are doing the same things that Moses are doing for God.
但是你看到那个结果。
But you see the result?
是站在神的那一边，还是不站在神的那一边？
Are they standing in the side of God or not?
明显是没有站在神的那一边。
Very clearly we see that they were not standing on the side of God.
因为他们的所做的是叫法老硬了心，就是不给以色列人走。
Because what they did caused Pharaoh to be hard-hearted and not let the people go.
他就说到这两个人从前怎么带领那些埃及的术士与摩西敌对。
It says here how these two people have led all the magicians in Egypt to resist Moses, withstood Moses.
现在这些人
Now these people
也是这样的来抵挡真道。
They are resisting the truth in the same manner.
所以我们的主说，这些人不是不知道主的话，但是他们不明白主的话。
Therefore, These verses tell us that it's not that these people do not know the words of the Lord, but they do not understand the word of the Lord.
就像他们明白，他们也不肯服在神的话里。
Even if they have true knowledge of the word, but they do not want to submit to the word.
就说他们坏是从里面坏出来的。
So therefore, they have gone bad from the inside.
他们心地坏了，里面坏出来的。
They have corrupt minds from within.
所以就落到一个地步，在真道上。神说他们是可废弃。
So that they have come to the point that God says they have reprobate or become worthless in the faith.
保罗提醒提摩太说，现在整个的大环境就是这样的环境。
And Paul has reminded Timothy that the whole environment is just like that.
不过
But
不要给这些大环境来喝倒。
Do not be suppressed by this environment around you.
保罗在圣灵就用着保罗继续在说。
The Holy Spirit used Paul to continue to write.
虽然他们好像很猖狂。
Even though they seemed to be wild about what they were doing.
他们不能永远的这样 抵挡神的话，神的真道。
And but they will not proceed, they shall proceed no further.
因为他们越抵挡，他们的愚昧就越显露。
For the folly shall be manifest unto all men, the more that they proceed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗在底下就说到一些他自己的事。
Now following Paul wrote something about himself.
今天晚上虽然不详细看到保罗。
Even though we're not going to look detailedly about Paul tonight,
我先点一下。
And I just want to touch upon that lightly.
保罗就说
Paul said,
虽然是在这样的大环境的里面
Even though they're living in this kind of environment,
主没有叫我走到一个地步没路走
The Lord has not led me to the point that I've come to a dead end.
主把我从各种各样的难处的里头救出来
The Lord has saved me from all sorts of difficulties.
我摆在你的面前就是主做工的见证人
And I who am before you is the witness for all this
我是凭着主的怜悯我脱离卑贱
And by the mercy of the Lord I have depart from dishonor
我也是凭着神的怜悯能脱离一切的环境上所加的压力的
By the mercy of God I can be rid of the, all thepressures from the environment around me.
所以保罗说了那个大环境的那种邪恶。
So when Paul wrote about all the evil things of the environment around them,
圣灵也用保罗说出叫人得安慰的。
The Holy Spirit also used Paul to write comforting words for others.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
整段的话里头只是一个信息。
In all these words, there is one message.
一个倾心爱主的人跟属地的事物必须要有分别的
one who call on the Lord out of a pure heart must be separated from things of the world
啊，如果不会分别就不能脱离卑贱
if one cannot separate himself from these things he cannot depart from this honor
就不能成为贵重的器皿
and he will not become that honorable vessel
其实说到分别的这一件事情
When we talk about being separate
我们看见神整个的作为从创世纪开始一直到末了
We look at the work of God from Genesis until the end
神做工的法则其中一个非常明显的就是分别的法则
One of the principles that God has worked in is the principle of separation
主从世界分别了我们
God has separated out of the world
主也愿意看见我们能从世俗的当中给分别出来。
The Lord also wants us to be departed from worldly things.
求主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful and gracious upon us.
主的路和世界是永远不能调和的。
The path of the Lord can never be harmonious with the way of the world.
所以对一个倾心爱主的人来说，只有分别的这一个路是我们要留心的。
So for those who have a pure heart towards God, they need to pay attention to being separated.
我想我晚上和弟兄姊妹们就通到这。
And I think I'll end here tonight.